Welcome to the Rapid Learning Center's audio tutorial, An Introduction to OAT General Chemistry. By listening to this audio tutorial, you will learn about the Optometry Admissions Test, OAT, the computer-based format for this test, OAT General Chemistry Comprehension Areas, test preparation strategies, and strategies on how to attack and solve general chemistry problems. The OAT Introduction Concept Map. In this tutorial, we'll discuss registration for the OAT, specific tips and information for the test day, the computer-based nature of the test, retesting, as well as OAT test dates. We'll discuss test applications, including the test schedule, OAT scoring, rights-only scoring, and test content. OAT General Chemistry Concept Map. The first portion of the test is the Natural Sciences section. In the Natural Sciences section are questions on biology as well as organic chemistry. General chemistry is also part of the section, and that's what we'll review in this tutorial. The general chemistry items include stoichiometry, gases, liquids and solids, thermodynamics and thermochemistry, chemical kinetics and solutions, oxidation and reduction reactions, atomic molecular structure, acids and bases, periodic properties, nuclear reactions, and chemical equilibria. Let's begin with an introduction to the OAT. The OAT is the Optometry Admissions Test. It's a standardized test that all applicants to optometry schools must take. It's a computer test, not a paper-based test. When can an individual take the OAT? The OAT is taken only on the computer at a registered center, and these are registered at the Association of Schools and Colleges of Optometry. The Association of Schools of Colleges of Optometry, or ASCO, is in charge of the Optometry Admissions Testing Program for students who wish to apply to and become successfully accepted at a College of Optometry. Here's a review question about what you've learned so far in this tutorial. Describe what OAT is. Answer: the Optometry Admissions Test, or OAT, is a standardized exam that all applicants to optometry schools must take. It's a computer-based test used to measure the applicant's potential, along with their education, in order to make admission decisions to a school of optometry. The OAT is a computer-based test administered by Prometric testing centers. Special accommodations can be made for individuals with certain disabilities, and this requires a written request made 60 days prior to the desired test date. After you register, you'll receive a phone number to call so you can set up the test date, time, and place. You can find a list of Prometric test centers on the internet. Before taking the test, you need to be photographed and fingerprinted at the Prometric test center. On the day of the test, be sure to bring two forms of identification with signatures. One of the forms of ID must have a photo and be a government-issued ID, such as a passport or driver's license. All the information, including the name, signature, and picture, must match exactly with the information on your registration. The testing schedule for the OAT is as follows. The total time is between 275 and 300 minutes. At the beginning of the test, there's a tutorial that can last 15 minutes, and this allows you to become familiar with the system, how the information will be presented, and how you answer questions. The first section is a survey of natural sciences. Next is reading comprehension. After that, there's an optional break. Following the optional break is the physics test, quantitative reasoning test, and then a post-test survey. Now let's discuss each section of the test in more detail. The survey of the natural sciences is 90 minutes long and contains 100 multiple choice questions divided between three science areas: biology, general chemistry, and organic chemistry. The reading comprehension section is 40 multiple choice questions in 50 minutes. This section contains 3 passages with 10 to 15 questions per passage. It will test your ability to read, comprehend, interpret, and remember information that is long and detailed. This material is typical of what is encountered in the first year optometry school. To be successful, it requires a basic undergraduate preparation in science. After the optional break is the physics portion of the test. This is 40 multiple choice questions in 50 minutes. And the areas of focus for the physics section include vectors and linear kinematics, statics and dynamics, as well as rotational motion, energy and momentum, wave functions and thermodynamics, electrostatics, DC circuits, magnetism, and optics. The fourth section of the test is quantitative reasoning. This is 40 multiple choice questions in 45 minutes. This includes basic arithmetic, algebra, word problems, geometry, and trigonometry. And this tests how proficient you are in math and problem-solving skills. The OAT uses what's called composite scoring. The standard scores, not raw scores, are reported to schools and colleges of optometry. The scores range from 200 to 400. Each test includes what are called equating questions, and these questions normalize the test administered on different dates. There's no penalty for guessing. Scores are based only on the number of right answers. Immediately after finishing the test, you'll receive a score report and explanation. Now let's move on to discuss the computer-based testing overview of the OAT. The OAT test will be similar to using your computer at home, except the mouse will move a page pointer that's actually an arrow shape. You can left-click the mouse to select an item or answer, and you may click anywhere on the answer to select it. Here's another review question. Question: describe the reading comprehension portion of the OAT. Answer: the reading comprehension portion of this test is 50 minutes long and includes 40 multiple choice questions. There's 3 passages, with each passage having between 10 and 15 questions. It tests your ability to read, comprehend, and interpret information with detail. The material is typical of what's encountered in first-year optometry school, and it requires a basic undergraduate preparation in science to be successful. To navigate through the test, along the bottom of your screen will be certain buttons: Previous, Next. Active buttons are at the bottom of the page screen, and if you click on them, you can either go to the previous page or the next page. There's also buttons to mark questions. If you're not sure of an answer, you can mark that question so you can go back to it when you have time. A question is marked by clicking on the Mark button on your screen. Unmark a question by clicking the button again, and this button will only be visible if you have a marked question. Once you're satisfied with the question, unmark it. It's okay to leave questions marked. It will not affect your score. Questions that are marked or incomplete will be highlighted at the end of the test as a review screen is presented. Some questions will have an exhibit or a graphic associated with picking the correct answer. For example, a periodic table or additional text. To see this, you will click on the exhibit button. If the graphic is too large and cannot be displayed all at once, there'll be a scroll bar to increase its size to fill the page. Closing the window once you've finished viewing the exhibit will return you to the question itself. To answer the multiple choice questions on this test, you will either click on the answer itself or press the corresponding letter on the keyboard. There will be 5 choices available. The answer button or hole will then be highlighted once you've made your choice. At the end of the test, there's a test review opportunity. A scrollable list will be presented showing all the question numbers. Every question will be indicated as either marked, review, completed, or skipped. And this will provide you with the opportunity to go back to questions you skipped or marked for review and answer them. The reviewing procedure allows you to review marked questions only, all questions in the entire test, or only incomplete questions. There's an appropriate button for each choice, and when you click on that button, your cursor will be moved to the first question in that group. The test administrators will not answer specific questions on scoring or the content of a question. However, ask a question. Stick up your hand if you're having a problem with working the computer or getting an answer hole to be filled, for example. They can help in certain circumstances. Now let's move on to discuss OAT chemistry preparation. This will help you with studying and preparing for the chemistry portion of this test. The following is a topic list of the general chemistry topics in the natural sciences section: atomic structure, periodic table, and bonding, as well as questions on compounds and stoichiometry, chemical kinetics and equilibrium, redox reactions and electrochemistry, phases and phase changes, thermal chemistry, acids and bases and solutions, as well as questions on nuclear phenomena. The reading comprehension questions in chemistry. The reading comprehension passages in the OAT are long. They can be upwards of 10 paragraphs or more. There are 3 passages, each with 10 or more questions. The passages will include scientific or technical details, and they require you to integrate your own knowledge with what's being presented in order to pick the right answer. Look, listen, and practice. The most effective way to master chemistry is to engage all areas of your learning mind. Use the Rapid Learning Center narrated tutorials, images, and words to facilitate the understanding and mastery of topics as you prepare for this test. Here are some tips for studying chemistry. Identify what information is given and exactly what's being asked. Break the problem down into steps. Focus on concepts with your studying rather than only memorization. Look for commonalities between problems. Learn the vocabulary and nomenclature. Memorize basic information and ask for help when you need it. Also, reviewing algebra will make your problem solving easier. The general chemistry section of the OAT. It will include information and subjects you would experience during the first year of general college chemistry. In this tutorial, we'll introduce you to the focus areas and give you test and preparation strategies. To do well, you'll have to be comfortable with the main general chemistry concepts. The multiple choice questions on this test relate to chemistry and require detailed, in-depth knowledge. Each question will have 5 choices. If you're having trouble coming up with the answer to the question, write down an equation to help you figure out and solve the problem. When picking the correct answer to these questions, especially ones involving problems, watch the units. Sometimes there'll be 2 choices given with the same numerical number, but one will have the correct unit. Here's an overview of test preparation. Use practice tests to guide your review and mastery of concepts. Do practice problems, understand the concepts, review efficiently, and this will feed back into time management. Time management, study, and focus. The OAT does not test every single chemistry concept. Therefore, only study the topics that are in the OAT outline. Do not study all areas concurrently. Check to see that the areas you're studying are improving, and if necessary, focus your core study hours on those weak areas. Long-term study goals. Some students incorrectly believe that if they study more as the test date approaches, they'll remember more. It's more important to build long-term memory by studying in set doses ahead of time, and this results in greater memory and understanding of the concepts. Studies have shown the more passes you make over material, the more you will understand it and remember it. The repetition of concepts and information over time is the winning way to master the OAT. A principle of the rapid learning system is connecting topics together. For example, your knowledge of the periodic table will help you understand atomic radii. Concepts must be mastered in great detail. With the knowledge, you can make an educated guess when asked to address a specific question. forward planning is also very important. Plan ahead, have a study schedule, and stick to it. Take short practice tests to make sure you're reviewing efficiently and understanding key material. What is meant by the statement mastery of general concepts? General concepts refer to knowing the facts, principles, and processes of general chemistry in this case. Understanding includes how information is interpreted, hypothesized based on, and conclusions drawn from. The rapid learning system is a multimodal method of learning, involving visual, audio, and written exercises to help with concept mastery. In addition to the rapid learning system, college-level general chemistry textbooks are a great resource. Master the general concepts. Work on mastery of general concepts that connect to one another. For instance, let's consider blood clotting. Clotting in blood is from platelets being in contact with exposed collagen. Platelets and damaged tissue make the clotting factor thromboplastin. Thromboplastin with calcium and vitamin K activate the conversion of prothrombin to thrombin. Therefore, platelets and collagen lead to the formation of a platelet plug. Here's another review question. Question: what is meant by the phrase develop long-term memory? Answer: build long-term memory by studying in set doses ahead of time, and this will result in greater memory and understanding of the concepts. Studies have shown the more passes you make over information, the more you will own it and know it. The repetition of concepts and information over time is the winning way to master the OAT. It's very important while studying to seek answers to any questions or items you don't understand. If something is confusing or unclear, get that question resolved. Make absolutely sure you have no points of confusion as you prepare to take the test. Though this may seem tedious and somewhat time-consuming, it will probably affect you on the test as you will not understand a specific question. Partial comprehension. As an example, let's say you don't really understand how to balance equations in chemistry, but think you can get one or two of the components of reaction right. You think that with getting one or two of the elements right, you'll be able to eliminate all the wrong answers on the test. Unfortunately, the questions in the OAT are relatively sophisticated, and by mental skimming, you will sink yourself on this test. Really understand the material and make all the difference in your level of success. The learning options as you prepare for the OAT. Use as many learning options as you need to develop a deep understanding and mastery of the material. The rapid learning system, textbooks, writing pathways and structures out, practice problems and tests, and study groups. Cheat sheets are a great resource for quick review. They are simple and brief outlines of the material. You can use the cheat sheets that come with the rapid learning tutorials. They're only used as memory aids, however. You must master the detailed information in the modules themselves to effectively utilize a cheat sheet. The importance of flashcards. Flashcards are a simple index card with a question on one side and the answer on the other. They're a great resource to test yourself to see how your review and understanding is coming along. You can make your own or buy pre-made flashcards online, for example, with websites that allow you to customize the flashcards. Remember, to succeed on the OAT, detailed understanding of biological and chemical principles are required. The media-rich content with detailed description of tested concepts helps you to maximize your rate of learning and retention of information. Cheat sheets and flashcards are all upper-level review tools that can help supplement the detailed understanding of information. Rapid Learning provides detailed tutorials, practice tests, cheat sheets, and MP3 files. These allow you to engage yourself in learning on multiple levels. Now let's move on to discuss specific test-taking strategies. Here are some specific tips for the OAT test day. Do not bring books, notes, study materials, calculators, electronic devices, or cell phones into the test center. Arrive early and be prepared. Remember to bring the necessary ID and documentation to allow you to take the test. You'll be given the chance to become familiar with the system in the prep time prior to the actual test beginning. Again, the staff at the test center cannot answer specific questions, but if you're having a problem with the computer or something else, ask to see if they can. Here's a test-taking overview. Know the OAT test inside and out before you take it. Plan your test-taking strategy and then work the plan. Use your focus-building techniques to help you stay focused during the actual test. If you don't know the answer, make an educated guess and guess the correct way. A time limit per question. Don't become too involved in any one question. Remember, you have a specific time for a certain number of questions. Set a time limit for each question and keep track of your time. You can easily lose track and spend too much time on one or two questions. Review question. Question: What are some test day tips? Answer: Do not bring any of the following into the test itself: books, notes, study material, calculators, electronic devices or cell phones, highlighters or pens. You'll be given the chance to become familiar with the computer during the tutorial before the test. Once the test begins, focus to minimize distractions. This focus will build confidence, increase your speed, accuracy, and score. You can simulate test-taking environment during your studying by having no music, eating, TV, or phone while you're doing it. Write or make notes as needed during the test. This will engage different areas of your mind as you prepare to answer the question. Think of the answer before you pick from the available choices. Read the question, and before you begin scanning the answers, come up with your own answer. In the OAT, often two answers look very similar, and if you've answered the question in your mind before reading the solutions, you will not be confused by the options given. Also, beware of the familiar with these multiple choice questions. Test writers love to include something that seems very obvious as an answer choice. This will tempt you to choose the wrong answer because it seems correct at first glance. A good example of this are units. Often after solving a problem, two choices will have the same numerical number but differ in the units presented. Don't fall into the trap. Make your conversions correctly so you choose the correct units and the correct answer. Beware of the absolute. Absolute statements such as always, never, and all can be involved in a question to trick you. In most cases, relative words like possibly, sometimes, and often usually indicate the correct answer. Let's look at an example. Boyle's law can only be used for which of the following situations? A. Only for predicting the volume of expanded balloons. B. Changes in relative pressure within a balloon. C. Predicting the absolute change in balloon size as a function of temperature. D. The height of a barometer as a function of air pressure. Or E. Predicting the change in volume of a balloon inside a bell jar. Boyle's law says that if a gas is held at a constant temperature, its pressure and volume are inversely proportional. From a good understanding of Boyle's law and elimination of the absolutes, the correct answer would be E, predicting the change in a volume of a balloon inside a bell jar as a vacuum is pulled. Another thing to be aware of are opposites versus similars. If two answer choices are very similar in wording, the answer is probably neither of them because there can only be one correct answer. Out of two opposite choices, one is usually correct. Similar choices are usually both incorrect. The test wants you to differentiate between two core ideas and often presents them as either or opposites. Let's discuss an example question to understand more the significance of opposites. Here's a question. Dalton's law of partial pressure states the total pressure of all gases in a system is A, cannot be known, B, is less than the sum of the partial pressures of the gases, C, is equal to the sum of the gases' partial pressures, D, is unrelated to partial pressure of the gases, or E, is greater than the sum of the partial pressures of the gases. If you have no idea at all about which of these answers is correct, base your guess on the clue of opposites. We can eliminate A because you know the pressure of gases can be determined and calculated. E can also be eliminated because you know the sum of the pressures cannot exceed its components. Moving on, this leaves B, C, or D. D can be eliminated because even though you know Dalton's law, you could surmise that the sum of gas pressures would somehow be related to the partial pressure of the components. This leaves B and C, which are opposites. The sum is less than or equal to the partial pressures of the gases. By educated elimination of answers, you've now cut it down to a 50% chance, or only two possible answers. This increases your accuracy and effectiveness during the test. Educated guessing. Think of educated guessing as wrong answer elimination. By eliminating even one answer, you significantly increase your chances of guessing correctly. In the rapid learning method, you're presented with many visual and audio aids that will facilitate your process of elimination. An educated guess is simply a way to eliminate answers you know are incorrect. Here's another review question. Question: what is a tip about opposites versus similars with respect to OAT questions? Answer: if two answer choices are very similar in wording, the answer is probably neither of them, because there can only be one correct answer. Out of two opposite choices, one is usually correct. Similar choices are usually both incorrect. The test wants you to differentiate between two core ideas and often presents them as either or opposites. Summary. The following is a summary of what you've learned in this tutorial. For OAT success, prepare before the test, plan and implement test-taking strategies, use rapid learning tutorials for deep learning mastery, do practice tests, review the subjects, and strengthen weak areas. The test itself is broken into the following sections: a natural sciences section, reading comprehension, physics, and quantitative reasoning. During your review, apply test preparation strategies: time management, concept mastery, practice problems, and review. Build a detailed and deep knowledge of the concepts for this test. Mental skimming will lead to low OAT scores. During the test itself, apply test-taking strategies. Know the test before you go in. Once you start the test, plan your attack and build your focus. Zoom in on the right answer and guess the right way. Congratulations on completing the Introduction to OAT General Chemistry audio tutorial. For more audio and visual tutorials in chemistry, biology, physics, and math, go to www.rapidlearningcenter.com. Thank you.